Rock the Lakefront June 13th and 14th as Racine Harbor Fest returns for two unforgettable days of live music, mouthwatering food, and nonstop fun. Advance tickets $8, VIP tickets still available online at racineharborfest.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A demonstration in Los Angeles.
Peaceful protest!
Protests against the Trump administration's mass deportations, but the protests were not altogether peaceful. As CBS's Adam Yamaguchi reports.
The crowd did not move, and after about 5 or so minutes, they lost their patience, started to deploy tear gas as well as flashbangs.
A very different scene at nationwide demonstrations against President Trump and his policies.
I'm Brandon Eisen in Chicago, where by some estimates, tens of thousands of people joined in the nationwide No Kings demonstrations with a rally and massive march through the downtown streets. Those who participated telling us afterward that the planned afternoon demonstration had remained peaceful by their account.
Just march and that was it.
Yeah, no one's coming here to like break into any buildings or destroy property. Like, we're here to protest peacefully.
No cops in riot gear.
The head of the Chicago Police Department even took lead of the local No Kings march on foot while successfully coordinating the crowd control operations.
In the nation's capital, a celebration of President Trump's 79th birthday and a massive military parade.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
The president says the celebration was also about U.S. military might.
Every other country celebrates their victories. It's about time. America did too. That's what we're doing tonight.
The military parade also marked the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army and Flag Day. The parade has come with a hefty price tag of an estimated $25 to $40 million, and that's not all.
That cost could balloon a bit more because the Army has also committed to paying for any damage that the heavier equipment, like the tanks, like the Abrams tanks that we'll see later, that weigh in at about 80 tons apiece due to the roads in D.C.
CBS Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson. The manhunt continues for the suspect wanted for shooting two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses at their homes. State Senator John Huffman and his wife were injured. State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed. CBS's Anna Schechter says the suspect posed as a police officer.
Police say the suspect was last seen wearing a tan cowboy hat with a dark shirt or coat.
Do not approach him. You should consider him armed and dangerous, and you should call 911 immediately with the information.
At one point after the shootings, officers encountered the suspect at Hortman's home. He opened fire and got away. Investigators towed a vehicle disguised with police lights and a police license plate from the home.
The vehicle contained the suspect's writings and an apparent hit list, which included Hortman and Hoffman's names, among others. The FBI is offering a reward. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I wanna feel alone. Nobody but we gotta touch ourselves so we can touch the world. That's what it takes. But moving on is hard. So let me cry it out alone. 'Cause when it happened, I was alone. I shut my eyes to everything but the pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart. 'Cause I tell myself this is just a moment, just a story. 'Cause everything is moving and the Reaper's train is always right on time. But there's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do this? Can't call. this town. There's plenty of room to grow, and love is all around. Show me what I wanna see. Show me how it starts and ends with me. As I tell myself, this is just a moment, just a story. Always right on time. There's so much shouting, I'm just a person. How does anybody do this? If I can't pause the movie, maybe I can direct the scene.
but space filled with potential, watching you manifest yourself a challenge. And that's all I see, that's all around, that's all I see. I'm textbook delusional, out of my mind, hugging all the oak trees and giving gratitude, singing about the energy that flows through everything. Lock me up, cause I'm a hazard. And I'm textbook delusional, out of my mind, conversing with the animals. They're talking back to me, they're singing about the energy that flows through everything. Lock me up, cause I'm a hazard to your way of thinking.
This is Mag Zinc Radio in the After Hours with a pretty amazing show tonight. It's all about the MOM Awards that are happening on Sunday, 6:15. That's tomorrow night. Get on over there at 5:30. Hang out with our own rocker on the red carpet as he does interviews and chats with the nominees. Also, get to see that brand new Atwood Music Hall. $18 right now, $20 at the door. We start tonight's show off with Executive Director of the Mamas, Dana Perry, with two in a row, a double dip of local goodness. This hour's Mama Celebration is powered by the yummy smells of Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Salvatore's Tomato Pies is in Sun Prairie, Monona, and in Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. We keep the Mama nominated artist tonight list moving along with M. Shays. This is Bled on Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. That was the M'Shays on Max Inc. Radio. You will hear them live on Sunday at the Mom Award Show. Curious about all the lineup for all the awards that evening or what bands are performing? Well, you can check out all the information at themamas.org. And yes, of course, they're celebrating local music, but that's not all they're good for. They're also raising a bunch of money to put music and instruments in the hands of kids. Find out more information, follow along with us at Max Inc. Radio. On Sunday, you'll see the Red Door Duo live. They were live in the Lair last week. You heard them on the radio. Now see them live on stage at the Mama Awards. And let's play them right now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Sunshine through the window, I can smell the pines. Rose bringing me closer, I'm already there. In my mind, not in any hurry, I'm enjoying the ride. Familiar song on the radio, taking me back in time. I'm coming home. That's where I wanna be. I'm coming home. Still the same old high school, but the marquee sign is new. Turning the last corner, each house a melody.
memory of longtime friends and neighbors, all my family. I'm coming home. That's where I wanna be. I'm coming home. Back to my roots, back to my family. That's part of me. I'm coming home, coming home, coming home. Do 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 do.
That's the Red Door Duo on Mag Sync Radio. If you love their tunes, well, you can see them do it live at the MAMA Award Show on the 15th. And why not check out that podcast page on civicmedia.us? They were live in the lair last week and really put together an amazing show. Mason Meyer is next and also live at the MAMAs. Are you starting to see the theme tonight? In the after hours of Mag Sync Radio, we are local music.
In the reflection, what do I see? Is it the devil or is it me? Is it me that I can see? Or is it the devil growing inside of me? Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Grab that Bible, start to run. For that devil has his fun. Pray to the Lord and the Holy Son. Release this feeling of evil inside of me. Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or I gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Please, Lord, set me free. All this hate and misery. Please, Lord, can't you see? This feeling of fear inside of me. Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun? Drop to my knees. As my body begins to heal. Please, Lord, set me free. Pain and misery. Grab me a Bible, grab me a gun. Gotta kill the devil or gotta kill me. Should I stay or should I run? Should I choose that Bible or should I use that gun?
Mason Myers live at the Mamas on Sunday, and we're kind of doing a twofer now. Jenny Lupin's Back to You with Mason Myers. See what we did there? And this is going to take us to break in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. See you on the other side on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I can't keep going back to you, even though I want to. We both know loving is so good. I can't keep my emotions on this ride. My Jeep has left your driveway for one last time. If we could find how it ends, I know we both would have tried once again. So I'm making my move, I'm jumping this way, breaking this old pattern of heartache. Don't chase me this time, just let me go.
sun is shining, but it's raining outside. Don't know what I said to make you cry. Don't know why I say the things I say. It's something that I'm working on every day. Frozen river running through my veins. My emotions raising cane since an early age. What can I do to make you stay? I guess I'm gonna have to kneel and pray. If we could find a way to change how it ends, I know we both would have tried once again. So now what do we do? What do we say? Silence can be worse than words, but I can't fight with you one more day. Let's call the truce, let's go our separate ways. I can't seem to live without you. There's got to be a better way. Love me through my hard words. Don't drive away on me.
Trust me when I tell you there's no one else I'd rather see.
If we could find a way to change how it hangs. Chase me this time, don't let me go. Chase me this time, don't let me go.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Three black crows on a telephone wire. Three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Front church pew. Three old maids in a front church pew. And one says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in a front church pew. Troubles or times this far. Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Oh no. Hey. Three young men on an open road. Three young men on an open road. We'll be right back.
slept in the jungle at night. I used to walk in lines, now I'm a man on the run. Put down the gun, gave up the fight. You don't even know what you've done. Every last one of them, and I'm tired of playing by day. To Uncle Sam, now I can't sleep at night. I've come apart at the seams, and I've got darkness in my dreams.
Shadow, get to heaven, gonna walk through, get to heaven, gonna I'm gonna walk through.
Look at that. You made it back to local music as we celebrate the Madison Area Music Awards show that's happening on Sunday, June 15th at the Atwood Music Hall. All the details are out there on the social media pages of Max Inc. Radio, but also themamas.org. You heard from Corey Matthew Hart and then the Jeffrey James Show, who are both nominated for awards this year. I wish them the best of luck on Sunday. This half hour's local music nominational successes are sponsored by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Let's keep celebrating the local talent with Paige. She's nominated for Artist of the Year. This is Blinded on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I couldn't get up in the morning. I couldn't admit that I was crying. Couldn't call for help. Couldn't be myself. You blinded me.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Faces stare at me. What exactly is it that they see? A part of me, a part of you. Down inside, we're really all the same. When it comes down to the bone, the way you look.
That was Bing Bong, a finalist for Artist of the Year for the MAMA Awards. I wish them the best of luck tomorrow night. Tonight, we're just rolling through all the local music that made the last round of voting for the MAMA Awards, and it's happening on Sunday. Blythe Gamble takes us to break, nominated for Blues Performer of the Year. We are in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I feel so much better not waking up next to you. If not, shots.
cause it's true. When I took you home, I never even asked you your name. I didn't give you mine, didn't want you to know who to blame. Now 3 weeks later, your clothes are on my floor. Pick them up, baby, and hit the door. I feel so much better not waking up next to you.
The Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Michael Toscano. A day of protests and celebration in the U.S. today. First, the protests as people opposing Trump administration immigration raids gathered in what they called No Kings demonstrations. It's been mostly peaceful, but not in Los Angeles. Correspondent Adam Yamaguchi is in the middle of it near the downtown federal building.
The police, when they issued the dispersal orders, the crowd did not move. And after about 5 or so minutes, they lost their patience, started to deploy tear gas as well as flashbangs. We're seeing that playing out right here. They are trying to push the crowd and disperse the crowd further up.
In the nation's capital, a celebration of the 250th anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Army. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Saturday's parade featured around 6,500 members of the military, showcasing the U.S. Army's uniforms and equipment through the decades.